Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com and get up to 15% off your first purchase as a member with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for up to 15% off your first purchase as a member.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow wherever you are. Tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
You're listening to C103's Cork Today podcast. Phone and text lines are currently closed.
We're off to the Islandwood Veterinary Hospital in Newmarket, part of the Mill Street Veterinary Group, where Jane Pickett joins me. Good afternoon to you, Jane.
Good afternoon, Patricia.
And you're very welcome to the programme. Let's get straight in with a question. Now, this appears to be a very fussy eater. Annette was on to say, I wonder, could you ask Jane a question, please? I have a one-year-old collie who won't eat anything but chicken and rice. But then lately, it's just the chicken. Now she's decided she doesn't want to eat the chicken. She used to love it. I gave her liver and she ate that. And I'm now going to try her on mince. Honestly, she has my heart broken. Please help. So it's only human food.
Okay. Only human food. I think first things first, I'm going to assume from the sounds of it that your pet is otherwise healthy and well and doesn't have any dietary specific needs that necessitated having chicken and rice. If we just have a normal, average, young, healthy pet, I really empathise with you here. Your heart must be broken from the expense and the faff of having to do this home cooked diet. But also it's really, really important that this young dog gets onto a normal, complete food. I see it a lot where dogs that may have had a period of illness, for example, where sometimes we might encourage you to tempt them to eat after a period of illness with chicken or rice or a really tasty soft food. They kind of get a taste for it and then they don't really want to go back to their usual stuff. And, you know, dogs and cats, they're clever little creatures. They know that, you know, they have us wrapped around their little fingers or their little paws, as the case may be. And they know that if they hold out for long enough and refuse the nuts in the bowl, you'll probably cave and give them chicken or liver or whatever they really fancy. Now, what I would say is, provided your pet is otherwise well in themselves and doesn't have any medical issues, I would really strongly recommend getting them onto a normal, complete diet. And with dogs, I'd most commonly recommend a dry food, because that means that their teeth will be kept in a better condition for longer. But the real thing here is that it's nutritionally appropriate for the dog. So we all want to feed our pets in a way that's going to supply them with the nutrients and vitamins and proteins and fats they need to keep them well. And chicken, although it sounds like a great source of protein, is not particularly nutritionally appropriate as a sole diet for dogs and cats. They really do need other things around them, so it won't have the right levels of vitamins and minerals. Just generally with home cooked diets, unless they're done under the, let's say, under the guidance of a board certified veterinary nutritionist. Now, that's a vet that's done a whole load of specialist qualifications, not just a nutritionist off the internet. Then they're generally not a safe thing to do. I'd really strongly recommend having a chat with your local vet about getting them onto a diet that you know that you can always get consistently around you, because it sounds like this dog is not going to want to change diet very often. So you need to find something that's available locally, is high quality. And we've said it before on here, you generally get what you pay for. Just make sure that you're using a high quality food, and your vet or vet nurse is going to be the best person to be able to guide you to know what's suitable for your dog, but also what's available in the environment. And just stick to it. You might have to do a slow period where you put a little bit of chicken, let's say, in through the bowl of nuts, and maybe go 75% chicken, 25% nuts, and then slowly move that over until you're onto 100% nuts and no chicken, or maybe just a little sprinkle of chicken on top of a main diet of complete dog nut. But you need to stick with it, and a lot of that will be willpower on your part. And when they have the puppy dog eyes that are looking up at you saying, please give me the snacks I want, you need to have a good sense that, you know, you're doing the best for your pet by trying to get them onto a complete diet. Now, a treat every now and again is absolutely fine, in moderation, like everything with ourselves. But really, for the good of your pet's health, their bone density long term, the health of their internal organs, just their well-being long term, they need to get onto a complete balanced diet. And that's going to require willpower on both of your parts.
Yeah, and the sooner the better, for sure. Okay, Jessica has a 5-year-old terrier who recently has started drinking excessively. It's like he's constantly thirsty. Should she be worried?
I would say, look, it might be something and nothing. And that's what we always hope for with these little guys. But the key is here, you've noticed a change, and a change for your pet is always a big red flag. If you've noticed excessive drinking starting all of a sudden, look, it could be something really simple. It could be a change in diet. It could be a urinary tract infection, a bladder infection that's making them drink more. But it could be something that really needs the attention of your vet. So it could be a problem with their kidneys, or let's say a problem with their hormones can actually cause excessive drinking. Sometimes it can be other things like diabetes. So there's a lot of non-serious things that can cause excessive drinking that are just lifestyle changes. But there are also a lot of more serious but yet treatable things that can cause excessive drinking. And there's no point in burying your head in the sand and saying, oh, it'll stop, it'll go away. If it's something consistent for your pet and you've noticed it to this degree, the best thing to do is get the assistance of your vet. Go in for a full physical exam. They'll probably want a little urine sample. So maybe ask them when you're on the phone to them booking in, do they want a urine sample? And that's something you can maybe catch at home. Now, my top tip for doing that is don't try and catch it in a small little pot. Use an old clean lunchbox, because then you have a wider target area to try and catch that pee as it comes out of your pet. And that's actually a really helpful thing to bring into your vet. And ideally, it will be the first pee of the morning, because that helps us to know, well, how are the kidneys functioning? And that's a really good first step. Other things your vet might need to do will probably be some blood work. But look, your vet will be the best person to guide you after they've examined your pet and taken a thorough history from you guys, just to see exactly what's going on. But I really think the earlier we catch these things, if there is a problem going on for your pet, generally the more manageable they are, generally the more treatable they are, and generally there's a better outcome. So I really wouldn't resist the temptation to kind of stick your head in the sand, you know, advocate for your pet at this point, take them into the vet and start getting that sorted.
Michael and Skibbereen wants to know, how would you know if your cat had been poisoned?
Very difficult, to be honest with you. And it's we see cats every now and again where they've maybe got into some rat poison, for example, and that would show signs of excessive bleeding and bruising. Sometimes there's other poisons that can be out and about, like antifreeze, for example, and that can cause kidney failure in a cat. without a really strong history of us knowing that they've had access to a specific poison and that the clinical signs that we're seeing, so how they're presenting to us with what signs they're showing us, lines up with what we'd expect, it's actually very difficult to nail down whether there's been a particular poison. Now, there are, I suppose, in some cases, in some extreme cases, there are some toxin screens that can be run on blood from dogs and cats, but they tend to take a long time. They're extremely expensive. And unless we kind of know what bits we're targeting at, it is kind of a needle in a haystack. So I'm really sorry for this caller if it does sound like, you know, you've had a problem with your wee cat and you were wondering if it's poisoned. I think the first thing is to speak to your vet.
But with the cat being poisoned, if it's symptoms Mike is looking for, they usually become very unwell very quickly.
Very unwell very quickly in most cases, but similarly with other things like, let's say, rat poison, it can be a slow decline a number of weeks. So they actually, depending on what poison it is, depending on which part of the body it's affected, it can look extremely different. So what I'd always say with any pet, whether it's poisoning that you're thinking about or another kind of just normal disease process, it's like our last caller there, a change in behaviour or activity for your pet is the big red flag. So if, let's say for our last caller it was the drinking, if we were concerned about a poison, no matter what you've noticed wrong with your pet, if you feel there's a change for them, they're not well, the first step is presenting to your vet. And sometimes, you know, we can reverse engineer things and we can eventually figure out it may have been a poison, but a lot of the time with these things it's actually just treating the effects on the body. So whether it was poison or not to begin with is usually, apart from a few very specific instances, becomes kind of academic because we're usually dealing with the aftermath of it.
Yeah, I had a friend of mine actually only last weekend, and our cat was, they actually think it was that antifreeze that you spoke about, but they got it to the vet on time. The cat was flushed out, stayed in the with the vet for a couple of days, and has come back and is in super form. I saw him. Yeah, saw the cat yesterday, and he's back fighting fit. Thank God. Now somebody says, can you use human shampoo in a dog? Not recommended.
I wouldn't advise it. Like, let's say if you have your dog coming in for a muddy run in the park and you're stuck without any dog shampoo and they're going to get mud all over the house, look, a once off, nobody's going to bat an eyelid at that. If you need to use it once, then that's okay. Just make sure it's rinsed out really, really well. But as a habitual thing, I wouldn't recommend it. If you think about shampoos, they're designed for our head and our skin pH, so how acidic or alkali our skin is, to make sure that everything kind of is kept the same, that we're not upsetting the underlying skin under the hair. And dogs are slightly different in the pH of their skin, so the shampoos for dogs are designed a little bit differently. So what I'd recommend is it's best to get a dog safe shampoo. And look, there's lots available on the market these days. You can usually get them in a pet shop. Lots of veterinary centres will have a few knocking around in their shops as well. But if your pet has any particular skin concerns or is a little bit sensitive, it might be best to go for a sensitive shampoo or to have a chat with your vet nurse about what one is most suitable, but ideally a dog one if you can.
Okay, listen, we'll leave it there, Jane. Jane, have a lovely week and we'll talk to you next Thursday.
You too. Thank
Thanks a million. That is Jane Pickett of the Islandwood Veterinary Hospital in Newmarket, part of the Mill Street Veterinary Group.
Step onto the legendary clay courts of Roland Garros, where the world's best players battle it out for a chance to win the French Open title. Tennis Channel Plus is your place to watch. Stream every court from your phone or smart TV, live in HD. Don't miss a moment with daily live coverage and match replays on demand, beginning Monday, May 20th. Be there for all the unforgettable moments. Stream now with Tennis Channel Plus.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.